What happens when town gets closer and closer to farm country? Welcome aboard this morning. The farming show continues here on KGMI News Talk 790. I'm Dylan Honkoop, and a kind of an interesting situation in Ferndale this week. We've got a story for you coming up, and this intent of the story is not to point fingers or anything, but it's, as our former president would say, a kind of a teachable moment for a variety of people, both in farming and outside of farming, and certainly highlights what I'm trying to do in my work now with Safe Family Farming and Whatcom Family Farmers, protecting not just farms as in the farmland. Yes, we want to protect that, but we protect that by protecting farming, the actual activity of farming the land and having animals and producing milk and berries and spuds and all those good things that we do here in Whatcom County. Do want to say thank you before we continue on here this morning to our sponsors, Laurel Farm and Western Supply, Farmers Equipment Company, and McAvoy Oil, brand new sponsor on the show as of a month or two ago. So big, huge thanks to them for making it possible to have this hour here on a Saturday morning where we can talk about farming and the real life stuff. Not a summary of, you know, somebody in Seattle media, you know, somebody who doesn't really understand. No, we get to talk about the real stuff here on the KGMI Farming Show. So I am here this morning with the farmer with a little bit of a story to tell, Rod Erickson. Rodar Dairy, that's the name of the official name of the operation, right, Rod?
Right.
Thanks for being here with us on the program this morning, welcome. By the way. Appreciate it. So, pretty standard thing this time of year, and we've been talking about this on the show, lots of grass going, corn getting planted, dirt getting turned, and grass coming in right now. This is the, you know, the dairy crops. That's what's happening on dairy farms on the crop side right now. And so you guys were doing that. You were putting up grass. Was this first cutting or second for you guys?
First cutting for us. We're okay. A little later than the rest. And we were cutting. Actually, I had a custom operator in doing cutting for us.
Yeah, and this was Snyder Farms. Nick Snyder, Jeff Snyder, Susie Snyder, some folks may be familiar with them. They had a guy, I think a nephew, out running the swather for you guys. And it's, they go all over the county cutting people's grass. Right. They got real nice, up-to-date equipment, and that's what they do. They cut grass, and they do dirt work and other things. Yeah. So you guys have them in to cut your grass.
To cut, yeah. They actually do the cutting and the chopping both.
Okay.
And work together. We do some of the swathing, but they do the major part of it.
So for people who aren't familiar, you're cutting this grass because it's ultimately going to be feed for your cows.
Right?
So, and they're going to cut it and then they dry it a little bit, but keep some moisture in it and put it up as silage. I see you guys do ag bags out here and keep your silage that way. You think that you... It's pretty good feed.
It makes good feed. We both have the bunker and then the ag bags and that we use. My son, Kent, is the one that's in charge of the whole works. Kind of a, I guess you'd call it right now, PR person.
Yeah, you're the PR guy. I see how it works. Well, you might be the brains of the operation, though, too.
Well,
at least the experience. I've been doing this for a long time up here.
Yeah, basically, I haven't left home. My family and operation has been over 100 years, and actually, we got the fourth and fifth generations working it right now, with a little help when they ask for it.
So this is the scenario. This is the exact kind of thing that we're talking about with family farming here in Whatcom County. Right. You guys exemplify that, and you're right here on the edge of Ferndale. Right. Where development continues to expand. It's right basically on the edges of your field now. Mm-hmm. So town is close. And this is one of the things that we talk about. To be able to keep your land as farmland, you need to be able to farm that land.
Right.
If you can't farm the land, then it's of no use or value to you. And then what happens to it? And that's something that we talk about quite often. A lot of people seem to not understand when they're supporting things like heavy regulations or other onerous things for farms that make it not profitable anymore. It makes it tough for farmers to be able to continue to protect and steward that land. And oftentimes it ends up just becoming more city and pavement and houses. Now, And all of this so far is like, well, what's the big deal? Yeah. You're cutting grass. This has happened multiple times. I mean, you guys probably do, what, 4 or 5 cuttings a year?
Right.
For decades.
Yep.
But this time, the cops get called. Explain what happened.
Well, according to what I've been, told, as much as I've researched and that they got a call from a noise a complaint. So here, three patrolmen end up, first of all, trying to locate where it is with spotlights and everything else. And I'm not altogether what went in between them, but
they're out. And this is later in the evening.
This was around, it was getting a little late, between 11, around 11 o'clock.
Okay.
They were just finishing up, and they'd had a little trouble before, so they were running a little behind, which is
a lot of people right now are working until 11 midnight or so, and then they're starting again at 5 in the morning. I mean, that's how farming works this time of year.
Right. My son, they got done here the other night after the chopping with about 11 o'clock and basically back at it at 4 o'clock. So
never slows down. Yeah. But the cops are called because the neighbors in the development over here said it was too loud at 11 o'clock at night.
Right. And I guess we understand, we try to stay away from that, but once in a while, things tend to go against plans, and the policeman said they could shut him down, but he said he only had a little bit left. He says, I'm going to finish. So they let him go ahead.
Okay, so the police did end up letting him finish, but they were trying to shut him down.
Right.
Now this becomes an issue. There are laws on the books about the right to farm. Just to summarize a little bit from the Whatcom County Ordinance, and there's more language to this if you read the whole law, but just to read the summary section of it, it says the subject property, and this is the right to farm ordinance in Whatcom County, subject property within or near designated agriculture lands on which a variety of commercial activities may occur that are not compatible with residential development, aka having to cut grass at 11 o'clock at night because you got to get it done. You've got the weather. You've got the custom guy can be there then. He can't necessarily be there in the morning. Not compatible with residential development for certain periods of limited duration. Not like you're doing this all day, every day, until 3 in the morning. None of that.
Nope.
You may be subject, and this is, I like how it's worded towards the folks who live in town. It says, you may be subject to inconveniences or discomforts arising from such operations, including but not limited to noise, odors, flies, fumes, dust, smoke, the operation of machinery of any kind during any 24-hour period, including aircraft. The storage and application of manure, the application of spraying by or otherwise of chemical fertilizers, soil amendments, herbicides, pesticides. Whatcom County has determined that the use of real property for agricultural operations is a high priority and favored use and will not consider to be a nuisance those inconveniences or discomforts arising from farm operations. If such operations are consistent with commonly accepted good management practices and otherwise comply with local, state, and federal laws. So that's what the county law says about it.
Right.
It's interesting then that the cops end up trying to shut down the guy swathing the grass. Maybe they need to find out a little bit about what the law actually says.
I guess the communications isn't totally, or either that, or and you can't blame them if they haven't been, told, or it's not.
Right.
It's probably not the regular jurisdiction,
So, what came of this?
Basically, so far, nothing outstanding, wrong one way or another. And I've talked with the mayor, John Mutchler, and he's been well received, And we got back. He asked, let me know how it goes when you're chopping. And I said, so it went fine. We were done before 9 o'clock in that Pacific field and worked towards that, trying to, we try to be good neighbors up here.
It's interesting, though, at the same, and that's what you point out, neighbors. You're a neighbor. You're a different kind of neighbor because you have grass fields and corn fields and cows and a farm.
Right.
Your other neighbors have homes with lawns and driveways and garages and streets. Right?
Right.
Now, you guys try to be good neighbors. You have some things to do. And per the county law that we just talked about, you have the right to do that.
Right.
But not everyone is always good neighbors either about it, too. Do you, no. What kind of a sense? Again, you don't want to be out cutting at 11, but if you have to, you have the right to do it. So you make it quick. You try to get it done and move on.
Right.
Do you get the same kind of deference in return from
the town? Well, we have certain things, you know. It's easy sometimes for your town neighbors to, you know, they mow their lawn. Well, easy place to get rid of the clipping is over the fence or other things that, you know, you don't want to get rid of.
There's so they just dump their lawn clippings in your field?
They do this once in a while. And, you know, basically you just try to work around it.
Right.
Take care of it. But we've had occasions where things have gone over the fence that have been detrimental to the machinery.
So, like what?
Well, it'd be rocks or concrete.
Oh, my.
Stuff or whatever. So, but
so maybe a lack of understanding of that. That's a working field there. It's not just a piece of empty land.
It's not a, you know, it's not a piece that, you know, that they can just, you know, throw their stuff, but it seems to be, you know, you got an empty place. Well, that's a good place for it to get rid of and deteriorate.
So how often would you say you got equipment out in the field next to this development that's next to your farm? How often do you have equipment out there until late at night?
Probably, I would say in a month's period, probably 2 to 3 days or nights, you know, that it could run late. Mm-hmm. It'd be with chopping and then also with manure application.
Right.
Which, you know, from the standpoint, yeah, they're their smell, but, you know, years ago when we used the big guns, sometimes it was a little more than just smell, you know, that would cause troubles.
Yeah. And I have heard word that there are more odor complaints from people smelling the smell. It smells like money, as we say out here in the Whatcom County dairy business, than ever before. More and more people are complaining, oh, that obnoxious odor. Again, back to that county law that I just read from, it says, hey, if you're moving in, if the city is expanding out into farm country, okay, but you got to expect to experience some of the realities of farm life, like the smell of manure.
Yeah, and we had an interesting thing years back. Basically, come spring, we do run dry cows or heifers on certain pieces. And like one neighbor said, well, that he liked it because he seen, you know, the animals, he could watch them and everything else. And another neighbor said, well, here come the flies. So you got a difference of opinion depending on who you're talking to.
Interesting that Whatcom County code or ordinance or whatever it is that I just read even mentions flies.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you're going to, and people love the idea of being out on the edge of the country, but there are things that make it the country that they... You can't have your cake and eat it too sometimes,
that's
right?
That's true.
Rod Erickson is with us, owner, partner in, and now his sons and his family continuing on the operation out here, Rodar Dairy in the Ferndale area. Talk about the, you said it goes back over 100 years. Talk about the history of this farm.
Well, my grandfather would have been the one that bought the first part of it, and we have records of actually, you know, when you think about it, he bought the one back adjoining 40 back in the around the 1900s from a investor back in Virginia.
Wow.
And you know, you don't think of that back that long ago, they were doing it then too. And he probably actually made his money and living by selling shingle bolts and that type of work. And then my dad probably was more the dairyman, and not a big operation, but we survived. There were 10 of us in our family, and he kept and provided for us very well.
What was it like here back when you were first starting to farm in the 60s?
Pretty quiet. And that our road, I always tell the operation in 48, neighbor and I were to watch the road because they were putting in a water association and they dug across the road and had to delay traffic. And we had one car all afternoon.
A little different
there's
now.
There's a few more now.
So what is it like up here now? Do you notice the changes? I mean, from what you're saying, a lot more cars on the road, but yeah. There are more things than that
to
notice.
Well, there's other things. There's more, you know, more people, but yet we have, for you know, our overall neighbors, you know, that have been here and probably get more direct problems from the farm, depending on wind and that, they like it. What they don't want the development. They've basically are against, you know, more houses. They like the openness and like the area we live in.
So what do you think the secret is going to be going forward to making this work, to keeping farms like yours here, but to coexist with inevitably the houses that are yet to come?
Well, we have to learn to get along. We have to, you know, give each way. You don't want to be obnoxious from our way and, you know, understand what we're up against. And it comes down to economics. It comes down to the ability to deal with the weather, deal with everybody else that's trying to get everything done at the same time. And, you know, to coordinate with your people that come in to do your work for us. That's gets more and more a problem because there are less of them and more farmers are depending on it.
So what do you think the future looks like for farming in Whatcom County?
Well, I hope it stays here because climate-wise, we got a wonderful climate. And weather-wise, compared to when you watch the news and watch weather reports from other parts of the nation, I think I'll stay here.
Yeah. Well, I agree too, and it's a beautiful part of the country. I think everybody knows that, and a very productive part of the country, and has been for a long time. And it certainly would be a shame to see this land go out of agricultural production. And we believe, and I know you agree, the key to that is to keeping farms viable, that they're able to farm and be able to at least make enough money to pay the bills. I mean, that's what you hope for anyway, right?
right. Yeah, it's like way back in my high school years, we had an ag instructor that said, you know, this is God's country, and trying to keep it that way.
Yeah.
But everybody's coming here. That's the worst of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they've maybe discovered the secret of how nice it is here. Rod Erickson, Rodar Dairy, thank you for taking the time to chat with us on the program this morning. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.